Hello.
Hi, Stephen. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi.
Hi. So I'm in the cancellation department, and thank you for your patience. When you called earlier, we were on our lunch hour, so we had to, you know, wait the hour to come back. But I wanted to ask you, because I know that you recently signed up with us, and now you're having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel.
Well, yeah. I mean, not really. Yeah, kind of. But the thing is I was kind of unaware we have already started a similar program.
I see. Okay. Is that Angie's or is it a different?
No, it's called Plumbers Unlimited.
Plumbers Unlimited. Okay. How long ago did you start that?
A couple weeks ago. So we're kind of in the startup stage, and I've already paid. I don't know. I gave you guys some money. I don't know if that's going to be refundable or not.
That's why I'm asking, because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, the $249 that you paid is a non-refundable amount, and that's just because as soon as we bring a client on board, we start the content creation, manual submissions, backlink. So even though you haven't had your client interview yet, we've already gotten the ball rolling on the programming. So I just want to ask you a couple of things, because I see that you already have a verified Google listing. It's been up and running a lot more than a couple of weeks because there's 10 Google reviews on it. You have a lot of five-star ratings on it.
Those are ones that we had some customers call in just to get some reviews available for the program.
Okay, so that you mean you got those reviews by using like a review generator program, or were those actual clients of yours?
Those were actual clients that I said, hey, since you're happy with our work, could you go to this link?
Oh, I love
give
it.
Us a review?
You're a lot smarter than most business owners I work with. That's awesome. Yeah, so that works, obviously, because you have the 10 Google reviews on there. So, you know, that's phenomenal. What my concern is on that Google listing, there's a website that's attached that is not valid. So if people click on your Google listing and then they click on your website, they come to a page that says the site cannot be reached. And that's something, obviously, that we're going to be able to fix for you. Also, just out of curiosity, I did a couple of keyword searches to see if you're ranking. And I didn't even see that you're ranking on the first page. So that becomes a concern of mine, too, because, you know, I don't know who created this initially or how much you paid for it, but there's a, you know, invalid site on there, and then on top of it, it's not even appearing on the first page, and that's what we specialize in, because if not, you become like a beautiful billboard out in the desert. You know, people can't hire you if they can't find you.
Let me talk to them about that, because you know, I had to go through the background search, which they said could take a couple weeks for them to get the whole ball rolling, and we're kind of working on the website. So, yeah, I mean, I'm committed to them with a down payment more than I am with you, so I got to try and see if that's going to work, and if it doesn't, then I'll have to get back to you guys, but let's just have to cancel for now, and then it cost me $240 for a learning lesson.
Oh, man, that's so sad. I hate for that to happen to you. So I can give you an alternative option, if you like, is if you want to try that program, and since they charged you a larger down payment and they're making you go through a background check, what I think is that they probably signed you up for Google Guaranteed. Have you heard of Google Guaranteed?
No.
Okay. That's a brand new exclusive lead program through Google. It's only available to clients that already have a verified Google listing with at least five-star reviews on it. So you would absolutely qualify.
They did request to get five Google reviews on there.
Yep. So that's what they're doing. They're doing the Google guaranteed. We do that too, but that's not included in the package. So it's a different service. So I'll show you. I'll send you an email real quick. Do you have access to the MJS450@hotmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to send you an email that shows you the information on Google guaranteed because we also do that program. But basically what it is when you do a search online, there's always a couple of companies that come up at the top with the little green check mark next to them. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's an exclusive lead program through Google. And the reason it's called Google Guaranteed, and it's great that you're doing that with the other company because that will actually enhance what we do with this program if you wanted to continue. But what that is it's an exclusive lead program. So have you ever tried a lead program before where it gets so frustrating because they're selling the lead to you and then to everybody else out there? Meaning that there's nothing exclusive about it, right?
Yeah.
So with Google Guaranteed, they found a strategic way to send the lead exclusively to you. And the reason it's called Google Guaranteed is that once you pass the background check, Google will actually guarantee your work up to $2,000 per client. So you already have a very good standing, a great reputation in the area. So I don't think you would ever get a disgruntled client like that. But let's say that you did. Let's say that you got someone that you did a ton of work for, and then after the fact they want their money back. If that's a valid claim, Google would get involved, and they would actually refund the client up to $2,000 of what they paid you. So it's a completely different program. Yeah, and like I said, we do that too. Just out of curiosity, how much did you pay for that? Because all we charge is a one-time non-refundable $250 application fee.
Yeah, it was more than that.
It was? Okay. Maybe they charged you for some of the lead fees up front, which, you know, the application fee is just to get it started. But, you know, once it starts rolling, you have to pay per lead and whatnot, too. So it could be that they rolled some leads into there, too, anticipating that you're going to, you know, pass the background check very quickly. So, yeah, one thing that has me worried is did you give them access to your Google listing, or was that created before you started working with them?
We gave them access to that.
You gave them access. Okay. And then they're going to be the ones that are building the site for you?
Yes.
Okay. Because on the website that they have linked to it, and I'll send you a little text right now that will open up your Google page. But on the Google page, you'll see United Plumbing Contractors, 5-star rating, 10 reviews, and then it says website and it says call. If you click on the link to the website, it says that the site cannot be reached, but it also says United Plum, P-L-U-M-M, B-I-N-G, Contractors. So that's a concern to me, too. Whoever is working on your website doesn't even know how to spell United and doesn't know how to spell plumbing because they have the they have the wrong business name in the URL. So, you know, hoping that they didn't purchase that URL for you because that would become a train wreck, you know. What I'm thinking is if you want to continue with them just to get the Google Guaranteed approved and get some leads rolling through that program, and then also since you already paid us $250, continue with us, at least we can get the website up and running for you in a, you know, normal URL, not the way they have it spelled. And then on top of that, your program also includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. So the added benefit is not only do you get optimized on the first page of the search results for the local listings on Google, but also you'll have the Google Facebook ads. So you know how when you do a search.
Let me ask you one quick question. Isn't it going to kind of like be a prop? Because that was one of the questions one of your representatives first asked me or said, do not get started. You're going to get calls from other companies and do not get a second program going because they're going to overlap and it's going to throw everything off.
Right. So we would not create a new Google listing for you since you already have one. We would ask you to go on there and add us as a manager if you wanted to continue with the local optimization. I don't even think you need to do that because you already added the other company as the manager. So what you would be using our service for would be to get the website up and running and accurate, and then to run Facebook ads in the meantime. Okay. And then what you could do is once we get the website up and running, that's really simple. It usually takes like 1 to 3 business days. We would send you the link and you would tell that company to go in there and remove this United Plum, P-L-U-M-M, contractors.com, which makes you look bad, and tell them to add the actual site that we build you. If they're only doing Google Guaranteed for you, they had you add them as a manager just so they have access to it, but they might not be doing any optimization on it. So that's something you'd have to find out from them. If they're not doing optimization on the Google listing, then absolutely you would add Local Splash and we would take care of that piece of the puzzle for you too.
Yeah, I mean, the problem with this, too, is I'm not really into all this kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you have an email from them or anything that gives you an overlay of what you purchased or even some terms and conditions, I wouldn't be opposed if you sent it to me. I can look it over for you and see if the local SEO is included in it or not. Because like you say, okay, you're an expert at plumbing. That's what you do, right?
Right.
So I don't expect you to be able to go in and figure it out, you know, as opposed to what they're doing. But I could send you an email that just says, you know, please reply to this email with your information on the other company. And then I can look into it and see if they're including it for you or not. Because the last thing we want to do is duplicate something that they're doing, right? Because that would hurt you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. So is this the, I'm sorry, you're Tina?
Yeah, I'm Tina. So, I'm going to put, please reply.
I just see your email.
Uh-huh. Okay, good. Yeah, because I just sent you. Yeah. Okay. Pertinent to the other company. I'm going to send you a fresh one that says, please reply to this email with the information pertinent to the other company. And then, If it is already included in what you're paying them, another option would be that we could convert your program into Facebook ads only, okay? So Facebook ad, because with the $100 that we send to Facebook, you get a daily budget of somewhere around $3 a day, and that's a good thing. That's so that $100 will stretch throughout the whole month, and you'll never get an unexpected bill at the end of the month because we put a cap on it, right? So each morning, the Facebook ads start running, and it goes in all your designated areas and services, and that's free. You don't pay anything for it. But once people start clicking on it, and then money starts coming out of the budget. So let's say the pay-per-click rate is 50 cents a click and you have a $3 a day budget. After 6 people click on it, ads will stop for the day. And again, that's a good thing to prevent you from getting an enormous bill. But what you could do is you could convert this program to Facebook ads only, and then rather than having a $3 a day budget, you would have what, like maybe a $7 or $8 a day budget, which, you know, would make that Facebook ad stretch farther. I wouldn't want to convert it right now until you figure out with them what's going on with the website, because, you know, Typically, if you called us just to do the website, we charge $400 up front plus $49 a month for the hosting. So Laura didn't charge you extra for that. She rolled it into the package at no additional cost. So what I would suggest is, you know, if you need a site, leave it as is for this month. That way we can at least get the site up and running for you and start, you know, rolling with the Facebook ads. But if you find out that you don't need the local search engine optimization, then what we would do is just next month, if you wanted to continue, just charge you for the Facebook ads as a standalone.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess since I already paid, then let's do that. Try that for the month.
I think
but
so
then,
too.
When do I have to give you like a 30-day notice to cancel or something?
Nope. All we ask is 3 business days prior to your next billing. So your billing is on the 5th. So all you have to do is call us within 3 business days of the 5th of any month to prevent the next month's charge. And honestly, you could call in on the 4th if we're open that day and still cancel as long as the account's not past due. We say 3 business days just in case someone calls on a Friday and let's say it's a Labor Day weekend and we're gone for 3 days. We want to make sure that we get to the account before it's, you know, charging. But, you know, if you call before the 5th and it's a valid business day and we're here, then we would be able to cancel it for you without any further charges.
Okay. And then what's your local or your direct number?
So it's on the bottom of that email. It's the same number you called earlier. Just you would put in my extension right away when it picks up, which is 777. And then that 777 will ring directly to my desk.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so let me just see here. I'm going to put a note that we're going to hold off on the search engine local listing until I hear back from you with that email. But we will, do you want us to still get the site up and running and purchase the domain, or do you want to look into it with them first and see what's going on?
Yeah, let's look into that first.
Okay, look into that first. So right now, I'll just have them start using the Facebook ads as a standalone product. And then once your website gets up and running, let me know what the correct URL is because I'm pretty sure that this is a typo. I'm hoping it's not the one that they purchased for your business. If it is, you should be fresh enough with them, you know, after 2 weeks to have them go in and fix it or purchase, you know, the correct one based on what's available.
Yep.
Did they send you a sample site, Stephen?
No.
They didn't. Okay. I am going to send you a sample website just so that you can see it because you might even like our layout better. The benefit of our site is because we're a premier partner to Google, all of our technicians are certified by Google, and our sites are highly rankable. So I'll send you a sample, and if you decide that you want us to put the site together too, just reply, and we'll get it up and running for you at no additional cost, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're very welcome. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.